Okay, good morning everyone. If we're ready, we can start. I have three statements for you today. The first, the High Representative and EU Special Representative Christian Schwarz-Schilling is meeting today with the three members of Bosnia and Herzegovina's presidency. Mr. Schwarz-Schilling is using this meeting to congratulate the presidency on Bosnia and Herzegovina's accession to the NATO Partnership for Peace, to brief the presidency on the recent meeting of the Peace Implementation Council in Brussels, and to discuss government formation. On PFP membership, the High Representative will make clear that if Bosnia and Herzegovina wishes to take its relationship with NATO further and eventually join the alliance as a member, full implementation of the agreed defence reforms and further ICTY cooperation is necessary. On the Brussels meeting of the Peace Implementation Council's political directors, the High Representative and EU Special Representative will stress the importance of those reforms, in particular the importance of police restructuring, necessary for concluding a stabilisation and association agreement with the European Union, as well as fiscal sustainability and the establishment of a functioning state. In terms of the OHR's transition to EUSR, Mr. Schwarz-Schilling will draw attention to the fact that the political directors had noted some areas of concern and that they would be carefully monitoring and assessing the situation, and that the decision on the closure of the OHR would be reviewed and confirmed in February. On government formation, the High Representative will make clear that the fact that a government is not yet formed at the state level is unacceptable. He will urge the presidency, as the only functioning state-level institution, to take the initiative to bring together the parties to build coalitions and form a government. My second point today is with regard to the signing of the SEFTA agreement in Bucharest. As you know, today in Bucharest, a single free trade agreement for the whole of southeastern Europe will be signed, and Bosnia and Herzegovina will be one of the signatories. Bosnia and Herzegovina's accession to the Central European Free Trade Agreement, after 7 months of difficult negotiations, is another major step forward in the country's recovery and integration into Europe. The OHR would like to congratulate the BH authorities and the chief negotiator, Deputy Foreign Minister Anton Rill, for their professional and robust approach to these negotiations, characterized by a clear and sustained focus on the desired end result, namely securing for this country a place in the heart of an emerging economic region that can deliver rapid growth and prosperity to its inhabitants. BiH Prime Minister Adnan Terzic will be joined at the signing ceremony by the Prime Ministers of Albania, Bulgaria, Croatia, Moldova, Montenegro, Romania, Serbia and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, and the Special Representative of the UN Secretary General on behalf of Kosovo. Today's event will also be attended by Stability Pact Coordinator Edhard Busek, Enlargement Commissioner Olli Rehn, and a representative of the Finnish Presidency of the European Union. My final point today is with regard to the non-certified police officers. The High Representative and EU Special Representative Christian Schwarz-Schilling today calls on the government of Bosnia and Herzegovina to communicate its decision to set up a review committee for the police certification process to the United Nations in New York. The government of Bosnia and Herzegovina has an obligation under international law to implement the decisions of the UN-mandated International Police Task Force mission in Bosnia and Herzegovina. The Council of Ministers must ensure that Bosnia and Herzegovina, through its actions, does not put itself outside the international legal framework created by the United Nations. I've got a direct quote for you here. So, again, I quote, "I have worked intensively to persuade the United Nations to agree to a review process and have sympathy for the non-certified police. said the high rep today. Again, quotes, however, Bosnia and Herzegovina must also be aware of its obligations under international law and behave accordingly, end quotes. Mr. Schwarz-Schilling has written to inform the United Nations of the latest developments in Bosnia and Herzegovina and the increasing criticism of the lack of UN flexibility on this issue. That's all I have for you today. Thank you.
Good morning. I've no statements today, but again, I'm available for any questions regarding UFOR, if there are any.
Dakle, imamo li pitanja ikakvih?
Da li ovo oko decertificiranih policajaca znači praktično da visoki predstavnik apeluje na neformiranje komisije i neprovođenje procesa revizije, jer Bosna i Hercegovina ima obavezu poštivati međunarodne zakone, međutim, isto tako ima obavezu i zaštititi svoje građane ukoliko je međunarodna zajednica prekršila te iste međunarodne akte?
Ja mislim da se ovo može vidjeti kao apel na institucije Bosne i Hercegovine da nađu rješenje sa Ujedinjenim nacijama, odnosno zahtjev, traži se od domaćih institucija da komuniciraju svoju odluku prema New Yorku i da se New York, da se nađe rješenje sa New Yorkom za ovaj problem. Ima li nešto dalje? Nema. Dobro, hvala.